From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. We've heard a lot about Mexican cartels smuggling drugs into the U.S. Well, when it comes to marijuana, some Mexican crime families don't need to smuggle anything. Investigators say that a growing proportion of that marijuana is actually grown right here in the U.S. And as NPR's Martin Costi reports, it's usually grown on public land, even in national parks.
It's a gorgeous spring day in Yosemite, and the tourists are jostling for that perfect shot of El Capitan. It's a pretty famous sight down there. In fact, the exact same view is reproduced on the side of one of the rental RVs parked over by the guardrail. But the view is very different just a few miles away, deep in the Ponderosa Pine. There, two national park rangers are on what they call a creep, a stealthy patrol far off the regular trails. They're armed, and they communicate with hand signals and the occasional whisper.
What we'll do is we'll get back on the ridge, and we'll punch down this ridge down in the old site.
Today, Special Agent Steve Yu wants to check out the site of an old pot farm that he helped to raid a couple of summers ago. He steps gingerly over the dry branches and scans the ground for disturbances in the leaf litter or bits of garbage.
We don't know if they've gone into that old site, and if they're reusing that old site, so we always have to operate under the assumption that they're out here.
An hour into the hike, the brush gets a lot thicker, making it impossible for the rangers to move quietly. But Steve Yu hasn't seen any sign of the growers, so he relaxes a little, and he tells the story of how he first found this pot farm.
My partner and I were just glued with this boulder here, and peeking our heads over the top, and, you know, we see movement up there. You know, at the time, there's a stress response, so the visual distortion is part of that. So the heads that we saw moving around look as big as pumpkins.
The growers living up on that ridge had an elaborate campsite, tents, food, bags of fertilizer, and a system of buried hoses piping in water from a creek a mile away in order to irrigate a crop of 7,000 marijuana plants. Steve Yu also assumed there were guns around. In his 5 years doing this kind of work, he's never seen a marijuana farm that didn't have evidence of firearms.
Shotguns, 22s, 38s. I was in one site with a Glock semi-automatic pistol that had hollow point bullets. That's the rounds designed to kill people.
So on that particular day, Yu and his partner backed off, opting to return to the campsite with reinforcements. That is the safer choice, but the noise of a bigger raid also usually gives the growers enough warning to slip away. That is, of course, the whole point of growing pot on public land. It's easy to cut and run. Backcountry marijuana farms are nothing new. Last year, law enforcement confiscated a record 5 million plants just in California, mostly on public land. But it's not just any public land anymore. More and more of these farms are pushing into pristine settings, like the national parks. The latest park to join the list is North Cascades, way up on the Canadian border. And it's becoming increasingly clear to investigators that many of these farms are part of something bigger.
We had rests in Tennessee, Montana, Washington, Oregon, California. It was a spread-out organization.
This DEA agent, anonymous here because he works undercover, is talking about a single Mexican crime family called the Barragans. He says he and other agents watched as the Barragans traveled up and down the West Coast scouting locations to establish new pot farms.
They had a plan in place. They had stash houses. They had living places for people, and they had people whose roles was just to provide food. Each person had, I guess, their own little skill set that they applied to the job, and then the leaders never got their hands dirty.
Some of the Barragans are now in federal custody near Seattle, awaiting trial. The DEA special agent in charge, Arnold Morin, believes that these are just the middle managers. The real bosses, he says, live south of the border.
It's all controlled by the Mexican cartels in Mexico, where the command and control sits.
But other DEA officials are more cautious about using that word, cartel. Investigators in California say while it is clear that there are Mexican citizens in the country who are running pot farm networks, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're connected to Mexico's bloody drug gangs. That's especially true of the guys who are out in the woods doing the grunt work.
Most of them are poor people from large families in Michoacán.
Tim Zindel, a federal public defender, has represented a lot of them. He calls them disposable workers, campesinos, who sometimes barely even know where they are.
In some cases, my clients have been adamant that they were offered work without it being specified what was done. In others, people have said, I knew what I was going to do when I got here. A lot of times, the clients are just recruited on the streets of the local towns.
Hardly the image of hardened cartel gangsters. Still, their growing presence in the backwoods is intimidating to people who have to spend time there. People like Chris, a grad student who asked us not to share his last name. In 2007, while he was doing field work in California's Plumas National Forest, he happened across a hidden irrigation hose. He looked up and saw an armed man heading his way.
Well, he had the gun held aside, and he says, come here.
Chris quickly said that he didn't care what the hose was for, but it became clear that the man didn't actually speak English. He did have what Chris remembers as an air of malice.
The fact that he was, like, hiding the gun from me, it was like he wasn't trying to scare me, he was, like, trying to get me to go there. I would have preferred if he, like, pointed the gun at me.
So Chris ran, and he got away. He's heard similar stories from other people who also spend time in the Sierra foothills, and his concern about the pot farms has reached the point where it even influences where he does his field work. Back in Yosemite, Chief Ranger Steve Shackleton wants to make sure that that sense of insecurity does not take root in the national parks. So far, he says, the parks are holding the line.
People coming to Yosemite shouldn't fear this problem. Our job is to ensure that their visit is a safe visit, and we will ensure that. We do ensure that.
But he admits he's worried. From the picnic bench where he's sitting, Shackleton can see over the park border into the neighboring national forest, where the pot farms are more common. Over there, just a few miles away, it's guns, garbage, and pesticides, a scene Shackleton does not want to see repeated here in Yosemite National Park. Martin Costi, NPR News.
At our website, you can see photos of the debris and equipment that pot farmers have left behind in Yosemite. You can also watch a short video about a former marijuana cultivation site. That's at npr.org.